Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
Last week, we talked to a guy named Andre Franca. He and his team had done some research that made headlines about blood groups and how having one type of blood made you more likely to get a severe infection, having the other made you less likely. All really interesting. And he kind of stopped in the middle of it and said, you know what? You, the media, have been missing the biggest point about our research. It's not about blood. It's about chromosomes.
Yeah, so the study looked at the entire human genome and found that actually chromosomes are more important than blood types, and it really has to do with this one specific chromosome, chromosome 3.
Yeah, so he was saying that, you know, a lot of researchers around the world, they've been looking at the wrong chromosome in connection with something called a cytokine response. That's when you have a nasty autoimmune reaction, an overreaction to COVID-19. Here he is with more.
Science Unscripted.
I think many people have heard already that a major complication in COVID-19 disease is the so-called cytokine storm, meaning your immune system overreacts, and in principle it's the inflammation, it's kind of a sepsis that kills you in the end. And the genes that we identify here, the candidate genes, they code for chemokine receptors. So these are receptors for these cytokines, chemokines. So they are part of the immune system. And I'm pretty sure that the whole world is also now looking at these candidate genes, which code for these proteins, in further experiments.
So this might be some of the basic research that would allow you to target those genes to dial back the cytokine storm?
Definitely. And it has been shown that if you have genetic evidence on a target, and this is what we generated here in the first genetic study on COVID-19, that a drug targeting with genetic evidence is twice as likely to succeed in a clinical study as compared if there is no genetic evidence. So we really put our finger in the genome, we describe the genetic architecture of the disease, and this may help then to develop also therapeutic strategies.
So is this something that people could look at, like, let's say if they've had 23andMe or one of these genetic testing kits, is this something where they could look at those results and then look at your study and compare what their genes say to your study?
Well, 23andMe is already doing this. They also have validated that blood groups play a role in COVID-19 disease. Meanwhile, it's been published by them, so they're pursuing their own research. What we identify here are common variants, and the effect sizes are not in a range that they are clinically useful. So it's interesting to know what you have, but unfortunately for diagnostics, prognostics, they are not really useful because this is clearly a polygenic trait. So there are probably dozens of variants, maybe even more than 100 of genetic variants that add to the genetic risk. And genetics is only part of the puzzle here. It's a small piece of the puzzle.
And that was Andre Franca, the director of the Institute of Molecular Biology at the University of Kiel.
Yeah, and some hopeful research there, I would say. You know, now researchers will know a bit more about what they can target at the genetic level in terms of developing new treatments.
Science Unscripted.